not shown me that you're worth it, but I'm willing to die for you!
It was a propaganda field day for the Russians.
Terrorism, epidemics, poverty, the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction.
I feel like it's stupid. I feel like our kids are losing their lives.
It's a profound dereliction of journalistic integrity.
Wild West.
Giving all your love to just one man.
Wild Wild West.
You have at times.
Wild Wild West.
And he'll have good times.
Wild Wild West.
Doing things that you don't understand.
Wild Wild West.
Dude, I don't know if we've been recording this or not.
Oh, good.
But we might be recording now.
Well, we might. Are we at least live? How many people are listening? Zero?
I don't know. It says disconnected now. This piece of, what have I done? Oh, now it's encoding. Okay, so I don't know, man.
Oh, it's a forgetter.
Yeah. What it does is it like breaks the stream up and then... Yeah, but that wasn't even interesting what we were talking about.
I thought it was.
It was kind of interesting. It was one of the better conversations we've ever had on this show. And the listeners can go fuck themselves, by the way, which is the point we were arriving at.
That usually is where we arrive.
I mean, after I upload it to SoundCloud, I kind of do it with a little fuck you behind it, you know?
We had some pretty good Rocket League games the other night.
It was last night.
Yeah.
They were good.
We should just do that.
Well, hold on a second. Hold your horses. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that... okay, so before this happened, Kilgore and I agreed that we were both too high to do this. As evidence... By the fact
that
we weren't even
recording. I thought
that
was after this. I thought that was after. No?
It's happening now, too.
Oh, shit.
I mean, so tonight I smoked a kind of weed called Joe Rogan. Have you ever heard of Joe Rogan?
Yeah. He ruined our website. He ruined us.
And I smoked his weed today.
What did you think?
It was very good. Very good.
I had Willie Nelson, and that was very good, too. Apparently, these celebrities... Nowadays, it's totally legal in so many places that, you know, celebrities are just in on the branding.
Yeah, we got this before we ever got Popcorn's Moonshine. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
We've got celebrity named marijuana.
We might have some pop. I bet you there's Popcorn Sutton marijuana or Jessica White weed.
Get popping. Get that pussy popping.
We bet we might as well. Yeah. Get that pussy popping weed.
That's the brand name. It really gets that pussy popping.
I think that's a. It's true of all weed, maybe, but...
Really gets that slippy slopping and that pussy pop. We played some good Fistful of Frags last night. You can catch that on twitch.tv/Kilgore. KILGOAR.
Yeah, you won one and I won another. It's gun game, right?
And then we emptied the server for a moment. For a hot minute.
Oh, yeah. Ran right out.
It was dirty. Why is it that every time we play Grand Theft Auto 5, you duck out after, like, the first 5 minutes?
I've played longer than 5 minutes, man. Way longer.
I played Eve online earlier today, and I thought, well, that was a good 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I uploaded the video to YouTube, and it was fucking an hour and a half or something. Like, time just doesn't mean anything on video games.
No, yeah. Especially Eve, where they try to drag everything out. Just everything is a... wait 10 seconds. Wait 5 seconds. And it's just a series of waiting.
Eve, a series of waiting.
What did we call it? It's like riding the bus.
Like a metro or an underground.
Yeah, riding the subway. And sometimes people will be waiting to beat you up.
At every stop sometimes.
Depending on where you're at.
Eve, I was I ran 10 gay camps the other night, and they were running ahead of me, and setting up bubbles, warp disruptors, and little fucking clouds of drones in the warp bubbles to decloak me and target me. And they did that to me twice, and I got away from it. And they missed their opportunity to target me after decloaking me. The dumb fucks, and I got away with like 400 million.
Oh.
10 camps went that way, and I got to a certain point where I got away, but they had, like, I snuck out where they had 3 gate camps up on every Stargate out of the single system with a cloud of drones around it swarming around to decloak me. And I somehow snuck by. And that's how I got laid. Last night. You tell that story to a girl and the panties come off.
Well, maybe if she's in, you know, the wants a bunch of, you know, plays Eve, right? She like that.
She's like, oh wow, you got bubble camps? Damn, sounds like you can really provide for a family.
How many million-esque you got? You got.
It's not real, right?
You got a billion-esque. Oh,
yeah, I got a bill.
You got a bill. That's how you can buy a 1 month of the game for that much, right?
That's right. You can so just
it's a huge accomplishment.
For fun. Yeah. See, I don't have to. I don't really have to do anything. I just fucking play Eve right now. If you're listening to the show for whatever reason, give us a call. 917-675-4836. This is Hate Radio. I'm Hate Sec. You're listening to Kilgore. We're both pretty stoned, and we just want to talk to you. We're with the government, and we want to know. Hey, I heard that there was an informant guy who ran a blog talk radio show. Did you hear about this guy?
Vince in the Bay?
Well, maybe, right? I mean, he was doing all the work of an informant, bringing all the right people together, but this guy, more to the point, his name is Michael Cadell, ran a blog talk radio show and later became an FBI informant. I don't know. I'm going to try and talk to the fella. Get him on the old Hate show. What do you think about that?
I don't want to talk to him.
Active FBI informant? Let's just bring him around the party. What a fun guy he'll be. Anyway, he ran a fucking blog talk. Could you imagine? Yeah, if you're doing something illegal, give us a call at 917. Whatever. What are you doing, man? What an asshole.
Why?
That's like what Jamie Jo Korn was doing, right?
She was doing her own little psyops for white power.
White power. Oh, she's a good lady, though. Would you ever, under any condition, have sex with Jamie Jo Korn? Let's just objectify her while we're talking about her.
No comment.
I would, but I'd have to be really drunk and doing it ironically, you know? It's just a prank, bro.
Yeah, a really hilarious prank.
Just pulling a fast one on you.
She's the only person listening right now. She's like...
Got her hand on her pants. Like, yeah, keep talking about me, boys. You know who else...
I don't lie.
You know who has her voice? Is Hillary Clinton has Jamie Jo Korn's voice. The shrieking mom voice. Like, I'm here with sandwiches and drinks, but I'm going to be an asshole about it at the soccer game. She shows up and she brings her baggage and her attitude. Like, you don't even want the lady's Lunchable, you know?
She's I like her writing voice. She has a very authoritative voice. Like, when you read her stuff, it's like one of those comments on Reddit where you think it's someone who's really telling you something, and then they, say
at
something
end, like
that.
And then he wanted Tree Fitty.
And I made it all up. Ha 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 ha. You know, it's...
Gotcha.
But she always talks in that voice without ever the gotcha, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah, like, this really is happening, and this is now. And it's real. She's a real lady, though. She's an old soul. She
I don't
gets
know
it.
About that.
Hillary Clinton was born in the wrong generation. She's more like a radical Weather Underground type, you know? A true leftist, a Chomsky leftist. Hillary Clinton.
Chomsky's running for president, did you hear?
No way. Is he really?
No.
Fucking anarchist running for president.
Yeah, that would be a real...
be a real hoot.
Good one.
So, hey, how long have you had that beard?
A couple years.
I think... So in 2013, you had a beard, too. It just wasn't as big.
I don't know. It kind of stabilized in size pretty quickly. Doesn't really change size anymore.
How does that work? How does it know when to stop growing?
I don't know. It just does, man.
Maybe it gets long enough, and the beard near the skin is like, hey, you guys got enough down there?
No, I think it's just always got regenerating and falling out, and it just, after a while, it just, that's where it is. It just sticks to one spot.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Let's do the segment of the show where we make Kilgore Trout look at new and unusual or uncomfortable or strange porn.
I was doing that the other day.
What kind of porn were you looking at?
It was the Jungle Book thing.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that yet, so maybe I should look
at
that.
You retweeted that. I tweeted it.
I thought it was just the one picture, though.
Oh, click that picture again and just look on the side. There's hundreds.
Okay. But what the picture I saw was it was like an amalgamation of some kind of...
Yeah.
He said, I put together this girl and that girl.
Uh-huh.
I should just look on your Twitter to find that Jungle Book shit, right?
Oh. I don't know, man. I think you should look on your Twitter because you retweeted it. And I tweet a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm looking at right now? I'm looking at the engine that was in the Spruce Groves. This guy, this hick is starting it up. And it's on this trailer.
I know I retweeted it, but I can't fucking find it now.
Well,
it feels like it happened like today, but if you guys like Jungle Book porn, give us a call at 917. Go fuck yourself. This is Chronicle.su Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Lethal Joker Incorporated, Rocket League, and Kilgore of Chronicle.su. I'm HateSec, and Chronicle.su is a good website, and you should go there.
It's the best.
It's the only website on the internet. The Millennial Manifesto is there right now. You can check that out. It's about tuna sandwiches.
Yeah. Did you read that story in the New York Times about millennials?
What did it say about millennials? I didn't read it.
Said millennials are a bunch of worthless lip-smacking tuna sandwich eating that important meeting type of people.
Ouch.
And that they make their bosses apologize for racism.
How do they do that?
Well, someone was kind of microaggressed. I think an Indian lady in a white office, predominant white office, by her white superiors, who, you know, and she went to the executive, and he made everything okay, but he didn't say he was sorry, and she said, "You didn't say you were sorry to him."
Did he apologize?
No, I don't know. Maybe. I think they fired her.
I wonder if apologizing is like something you're not supposed to do in politics because it makes you look weak and all that shit.
Yeah.
All that fucking bro rights, men's rights activist shit. Apologizing is weak. Don't say sorry unless you mean it.
They're constantly apologizing.
I got a picture of Sam Walton up here right now. We'll tweet that again. Walmart employees have to walk around with this picture of Sam Walton on them at all times. Like how communists have their little red book. Like, you know, they tell you that red book. Oh, they're so indoctrinated. They all have a red book. Every fucking asshole with a name tag carries this creepy picture of Sam Walton around with him.
Little capitalist book.
Creepy little capitalism book, right?
My little blue book.
My little Sam book. But it's a fucking horrifying picture, though, man. It's like a dust jacket from a 1980s. Thriller novel about like a girl that cuts people up with a sword of fire or something. You gotta take a look at it. I'm HateSec at Twitter. This is Kilgore.
You're tweeting out that Sam Walton. It does look like a creepy, scary image, like the Emperor or something.
Yeah. What do you call that style of image? An impression or
two colors? I don't know.
Old Sammy two colors.
Two-tone Sammy.
Little Sammy two-tone. He is a creep, man. just that, he's like a real, like, he's got that trucker hat, that working man's hat.
They call you the working man.
I heard a lady tell me that she doesn't like certain authors because certain people like them.
Like who?
A lady from my real life who I encountered the other day.
No, I mean the authors.
Flannery O'Connor. And then without me even asking, she brought up Hemingway.
Wait, so who are the people who like Flannery O'Connor that she doesn't like?
And it's probably therefore like one person. Doesn't...
Oh.
You know? Because how many people could it be?
Oh. But I thought it was like she didn't like their fans or something.
Oh, like, right. Like, I don't like Game of Thrones fans, and so I dismissed the whole thing.
Hey, I'm a Game of Thrones fan, so I read all the books.
I never even knew.
Because
you don't make a big thing of it. You're not on your hands and knees every day singing the praises of Game of Thrones and
I never
George
even
R.
watched
R. Fat guy.
I never even watched the TV show though. I mean, I watched the first couple of seasons and was just kinda turned off a little bit by it, man. Didn't like the TV. And the whole buzz of it all, you know?
Somebody told me Doctor Who is really cool, so I watched like 15 minutes of that, and it was... I couldn't follow it, man. I'm an idiot, I guess.
Which season?
I don't know. It happened in the last few years, so...
Yeah, it's pretty season. Good. I liked it. I like fourth season. It's a good one.
I thought it was so far back that it didn't have seasons.
I don't know. Maybe you're watching the old ones and not the new ones.
They have some that aren't recorded, I've heard.
Well, then how can you ever watch them if they aren't recorded?
It goes back to the days of television when we weren't recording everything. We were only broadcasting it.
Oh, that sucks.
There's so many shows out there about fucking cowboys or whatever. That we'll never see or know happened because they were basically just plays being broadcast.
We can catch their reflections off of space objects.
Oh, that would be so cool. Damn, that would be awesome if you had a special antenna.
Yeah, you could totally... And then you would be so rich because you would have these... this intellectual property all of a sudden, or you could sell it, you know?
You'd be the sole owner.
Yeah.
If Richard Branson thought of this, he'd have already done it, right? He's probably waiting for those signals to come back from somewhere.
You'd probably need to put so much money into it that it would never be worth... like, it's a $10 million project to capture, like... these awful glimpses, you know, it would probably be really just distorted. And
you'd catch 5 seconds of something at best.
Well, there's $10 million.
Maybe that's what the wow signal was. It was all this bullshit TV coming back all of a sudden from some celestial object.
Yeah.
It would be good to find for soap.
Be good to find a brown dwarf, like, floating around that we didn't know about somewhere nearby.
How about that news of the planet that appears to be so far outside our solar system that it affects the rotation of the other planets and explains a previously unexplained movement of the planets, a tendency to sweep way far out for no reason?
Well, they got a really good model. That's almost a Sigma 5, sure, you know, which is almost, it's pretty much true. And it's only a matter of finding, you know, getting a photo of it now. Maybe that we can bounce off of that.
Oh, maybe we could get our old TV from it.
Yeah. it'll be like 1953 and it'll just be beaming 24/7.
But it's not Retro Planet.
That would be a pretty good show, the Retro TV. People would be just watching the Planet TV reflection from the past.
We find out later that there was a race of people on that planet learning from us.
Yeah. I know, it's like Happy Days.
They're all hitting jukeboxes. Like, that's the thing. That's how you turn it on over there.
You know, that was a 70s show, not a 50s.
I can't even think of a 50s show. There was that Smothers Brothers. That was 60s, like, early.
We'd be watching Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, the Cleavers. Wally was always giving him the business.
Gee, Wally.
You're always giving me the business.
What's that show about the cops? Andy Griffith.
The Pigs of Mayberry is what that show was called. And it was a huge success. The Dillards were on it.
Yeah.
The Pigs of Mayberry.
How about that show about those foot soldiers in Vietnam, MASH? That was a show.
Yeah, that was, MASH was a show.
Hey, you ever watch Chinese shoot off missiles? They got these really big, heavy lift Chinese missiles that look like, they look really cool.
Did you hear about China's International Space Station in Argentina?
Yeah.
I heard it's going to have a new chill room.
It's going to have 10 chill rooms.
The whole thing is just a network of chill rooms that they're going to launch into space so people can get stoned in low orbit. It's pretty cool. It's a militarized chill room.
China is testing hypersonic missiles.
It's pretty, you know, good for them. It's still slow, but that's good.
Do you know what these hypersonic missiles are, man?
They go faster than the speed of sound?
They go way faster than the speed of sound. These go like Mach 15, 20.
I just assumed that missiles would go faster than the speed of sound.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Rather than shooting it up on a big ballistic arc, like with the Nuke or a V3, it's more like a cruise missile, right? Except for it's this wedge that's so like shaped like a knife edge. It's just so sharp. It's this perfect wedge. And you launch it off of a big-ass missile and get it up to speed, and then it has its own, you know, air-breathing engine, too. And it's got a nuke on board, and it goes Mach 15 like a cruise missile, intercontinental cruise missile. And it goes real fast. You ever seen that shit?
Yeah, it's a real monument to diplomacy, this missile. It's a sign that things are moving.
Have you seen
the way we thought they would?
Well, it's obviously an end to the Cold War. Obama ended it today when he landed in
Cuba.
Cuban Missile Crisis is averted.
It's finally over.
The terror we've lived in all this time.
You got to, sometimes you got to just pop a Terror Max, look up at the sky, and drink in the terror.
Russia's got a hypersonic missile, too.
You think the United States has something that doesn't even touch sonic? It's like subsonic or something? They just call it the rapist. And it comes over, and rather than bombing your city, it just...
The neutron. Everything. Yeah, the neutron bomb. You know what a neutron bomb is?
It just zaps all the people and it leaves the structure.
Yeah, well, any metal in the area is immediately turned into just a radioactive danger. You can't be near it or inhabit the buildings anymore at all, especially the cars and tanks, especially the tanks, because they're very, you know, they got so much metal, and the more metal that you've got, the more it absorbs the radiation, and the, you know, and you wouldn't want to be inside that thing ever, you know. You can't drive it away. It's done. Those tanks are done, man. They're cooked. What happens when they get like that is they turn brittle, you know, over the years. Radiation turns metal brittle, right?
I guess. I don't know.
It does, though.
It's real fucking dangerous, though.
That's what the problem with reactors is. They have to make them just right because they turn brittle over the years.
The International Space Station got a chill room so that astronauts could get high and play video games in space.
Did you ever see Skylab?
Yeah.
It was so big on the inside that people could get stuck in the middle and not be able to get out.
Oh, that's kind of crazy to think
about. It had this big, wide-open area, and they found out that was not maybe the best idea.
Because people kept getting stuck in the middle.
Just constantly stuck out in the middle.
Like in an hour, just waiting to be able to touch somebody's hand.
Yep.
No, it still can't reach you. Sorry. That would be really frustrating.
Yeah. Actually, look, they've got a... I think they put a cord down the middle.
Just grab the cord, sir.
Yeah. They got a big... got a cord going right down the middle, it looks like. So no one could ever get stuck.
It just shows how fucking primitive we are, and we're up there in space. Oops, we need that cord to run up and down the middle. We should have thought of that before we launched up this gigantic laboratory into space.
Yeah, but the sky's like...
I feel like we should probably end the hate show now. That's a good place to call it, I think.
Yep. In space, man.
Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Droger Incorporated, who are currently involved in several space missions, 11 launches so far this year, and nine of them were... serve to protect our troops. So, a lot of weapons going up into space right now, brought to you proudly by Liebel Droger Incorporated, weaponizing space one launch at a time. Spearheaded by Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour. I'm HateSec, and this is Kilgore. You're listening to Chronicle.su, Hate Radio. Go fuck yourselves. That's the show. Evil SIS to find the show.